Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
10-2 on aggregate in 2 years, blood. 10-2, blood, yeah? We move to Emirates to compete with this. You call that competing? You can't compete with fucking Leicester. Don't fuck about me, blood.
Three minutes.
Welcome along to Added Time, the place where you get your fix. The drugs, not the hugs. The pugs, not the thugs. I don't know. I just went all a bit Kendrick on yous.
What do you get pugs?
What is pugs?
Pugs. Like pugs are little horses. Yeah, not horses, little dogs.
Yeah, horses. Is that a horse?
Well, what is fugs?
Thugs are like...
Thugs, I don't know. What is fugs?
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
You said fugs.
I didn't say
fugs. Rewind. I will rewind it. Okay. You said fugs.
It's the thuggish...
Talking of thugs, I did my show in Stockholm. This fucker here... Oh, let's call him hashtag Kanye West, right? Walks in, demands that I have beers in the fridge. He says, make sure there's some beers. Unbelievable. And then...
How did he say
one
it?
Of his
did
mates?
After the show, before the show.
He said this halfway through the show. I hear my phone go. I'm like, oh no! I hope it's not Cooney. And then afterwards, mentioned Anal C on stage.
Wow!
Not one laughter. Even he didn't laugh. And then one of his mates left half a beer. So that's my tour is at a loss now because of just attitude.
Okay.
But thank you for coming, Kunal.
Thanks a lot. It was a good show.
I think it was better than good, but thank you. I appreciate it.
Is it Kendrick Lamar the shit or Kanye West?
I think...
I have no idea what you just asked.
I think Kendrick Lamar is more of a lyrical genius.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. It's
but
just
think,
something with
yeah,
the lyrical.
Kanye West is more of a musical genius.
Do you know someone genius. Came to...
Yeah, he's a nutcase.
You know someone came up to me in Linköping after the show there. And
for
said,
you, Elton John.
His no, nutcase is Kim Kardashian.
No, and said, I like you and Petter, the rapper. That's an amazing
mix. Like the only people he likes on the planet.
That was this woman that said, I was like, that is an amazing mix.
Yeah.
That's like, you know,
white though, but you know.
That's like liking Adil Fakir and Gattuso from the Milan Manager, who's...
I probably look more like him than any other.
Got an amazing yeah, who got an amazing draw today. What a great draw
that
for
was
Milan.
A great draw. The draw.
He's unbeaten.
Yeah. Wow.
You couldn't write that shit up, man.
No. A day after you say the Tottenham shit.
Did you,
look
have,
what
you
happened.
Have you seen the goal?
Yeah,
it's a diving header. It's a good goal.
It's a great goal.
I had to see it 5 times to understand what the fuck really happened because I was like, what did he shoot? What is I was like, he dives in
yeah.
the 95th minute, a diving header for the first point they ever had in Serie A.
They've yeah. lost the first
it's
14.
It's the best header I've seen this season, to be honest.
Well, it's not, you know, not that good. But
I just burst.
As a Juventus fan, you mean? Or as
wow.
A...
I just burst out laughing. My kids were like, you okay? But, and I was like, you're not going to believe this. Kunal's team have got absolutely horsed in the final. 30 seconds to go.
Yeah.
Brilliant,
but it's,
and Gattuso afterwards, you see what he said?
Yeah, he said that that getting stabbed by a knife would hurt less than this.
Because he's an idiot, isn't yeah. he?
I think
if he's saying stuff like that, he's in a managerial position, and he's saying, "I'd rather be stabbed by a knife than giving a team a
but
2 point."
But that's what
you know.
Gattuso is all about. You won't get you. No, come on. You won't get. you won't get a good coach out of him. Maybe a good.
So why just did you take?
Maybe a good, you know, personal American trainer at Sats or something.
But you must. You did expect to win.
Yes,
I did expect
and in Milan as well.
I think everyone. Milan would have won. Should have won this without 11.
Without
players.
Playing.
No, but almost, almost. That's how Benevento's season has been. You know, they've been shitted on by everyone.
It's a big turnaround for them now. They're going to stay up. Maybe get the Champions League spot.
They have 1 point, exactly.
Yeah. We had a bit of a Facebook heated discussion where Adil said, I really hope you get relegated. Ha, ha,
maybe
ha.
It's looking possible now.
Well, you put that out of context. He started it.
Yeah.
Well, I started it, to be honest.
Yeah. He started it. He started
I
it.
Basically,
he
well, I basically...
between us. You should say... You should. He knew I was drunk.
So that's so all right. I don't care.
Yeah. And he texted me. Ha, ha, ha. You should say
said,
this to
I said that because I'm like, out of respect, I hold those things in because, you know, I know in football, you don't, I don't do that. If somebody does that,
I don't
I
either.
Can protect myself. Are you yeah, fucking yeah. kidding me? I'm yeah. a bully if you let me go.
Basically, I rang up Trump, him... And I said, have you heard, show this to Kim Jong-un, he'll crack up. And then I just walked away, and it was just
and
chaos.
And he was like, oh, man, a deal. Oh, no. Oh,
and you
man.
Went really angry. It was brilliant.
everything was
over. It's just
over.
The wrong person. If you would have said us, like, compared to us, it's like you're in a position where your team is a fucking joke. It's a joke. It's a footballing joke. You don't see it because we, 2 years ago... 3 years ago, maybe, we were saying that some Liverpool fans were deluded. Well, mate, you've just beaten the Guinness record book of deludedness.
I know, though.
Your fans are deluded, and you're I'm deluded, it's I'm beyond reality.
You,
I'm sitting here. You know, we dropped points against Benevento.
Not only that, it's the whole fucking circus.
And the goalkeeper scored.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, that doesn't happen.
It's brilliant.
Often. So it's like...
That's good for football, though.
Do you know
I
what?
I felt bad for like 5 minutes... This is where I am right now. And then I just... Because my
office.
Girlfriend was like, oh, what was the result? And I told her, and she's not into football, and I told her, the goalkeeper scored. And she started to laugh, like, what? Does that happen in football? And I said, no, it doesn't. Okay, so Milan are really shitty because the goalkeeper
well,
can
Sevilla
score.
One year,
you know,
Sevilla 1 year scored twice in the UEFA Cup tournament, both on extra time goals.
But not the goalkeeper, was it?
The goalkeeper, what was his name? Edu, it was a Portuguese international. I don't remember his name. He scored when Juan de Ramos was coach. And they did it twice, not the same keeper, but they did it twice in like 3 years. Oh, extra time scored. They were losing. And then they won the tournament both times.
I just remember Chilavert. You remember his free kicks?
Yeah.
That was something else.
But
though.
There's always like one, maybe one every 2 years where the goalkeeper kicks and it goes over the goalkeeper.
Yeah,
you know,
not
there's
in
those.
Higher,
not one
but
top 2 years.
It happened in Premier League once, I remember.
Paul Robinson did it.
Yeah, exactly. Blackburn, right?
No, he played for Tottenham.
Yeah, but like Schmeichel came up for a couple, didn't he? And, you know, and the famous one is the guy from Carlisle, Jimmy Glass.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember him? He did like an overhead kick in the last minute to keep them in the football league.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
You can't write that shit up.
Yeah. But Inter Milan now top and looking really good. They won 5-0 today.
Yeah, against Kiev, they start really good as well. The big game, of course, was Napoli Juventus. Higuain's first appearance back at Sao Paulo, and of course, getting the winner. Napoli looking, they are now. I think reality just has hit them, and they're not looking the way they used to do. And as I told before this, if Juventus wins this, surely Juventus is of course favorites again. But looking up for Inter, they're looking so damn good. Not only offensively, at the back they're looking.
But that's
really
But to me, it's made a season quite interesting because it's normally Juve normally about 11 points. In the same way that Man City seem to be kind of walking away with it a bit at the moment, they got a win today.
The same thing in England goes that it's not only that they are leading. It's the way they're leading.
Yeah.
Nobody's even close to playing the way they're playing. They hit even the games they're playing bad, they always seem to have goals in them.
They're scoring late as well. Midweek at Southampton and then this one today with 7 minutes to go. Huddersfield, you know.
Sign of a winner in everywhere and the squad is so big. when you think about, I mean, Gundogan can't even get a, I mean, you're talking about a player like that, we're going to probably any team when he's fit.
And that Mendy's still injured, isn't he?
Yeah.
Benjamin Mendy.
Yeah? Yeah. He's gone for months.
Yeah, 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 but, you know.
But they still, and they put in Fabian Delph there instead, but the way he plays with his fullback, you can put in a central midfielder there because that's where he ends up in that formation. And, you know, Kyle Walker, his worst part is crossing. He doesn't let him do that. He stucks in the middle.
Yeah.
And he can piss past the ball there. And then if he needs to cover pace, he'll do that for Sterling. That's
an interesting,
playing centrally all of a sudden.
An interesting one. They play United this weekend.
Yeah,
and
but without Pogba. And for me, that's a lot. That's, you know, for me, that makes a lot of difference.
I didn't see the game at United Arsenal.
Crazy.
It was a cracking game.
Incredible game in the way that 2-0... quick two scores for United, stupid defensive mistake. But then how Arsenal didn't score the last 15 minutes, it's mind-boggling for anybody. I mean, the post, on the line.
De Gea had an amazing
day. De Gea was, I mean, what the hell was he on? I mean, he was man of the match by far.
Yeah.
He made maybe 5-6 saves that could have gone in. A lot of luck, but De Gea is always like, oh, he's so lucky. He's just, he's always on the right spot.
Yeah.
And his reflexes, his natural reflexes are good. When he puts his hand out, like, and you, like, oh, he hits his hand, he always, instinctively, he just gets it there. At the moment, he's probably the best goalkeeper in the world.
I was just going to say, is he the world's best?
At the moment, with Neuer out for the entire, you know, for a year now, I really rate Oblak personally.
I think De Gea is probably the best, this past season.
If you see the past year, De Gea must be the best ball goalkeeper.
How about Victor Nilsson Lindelöf? Third game in a row. And
yeah,
looking
he's playing
pretty,
well now. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that he got pretty good reviews.
Yeah, he was
as well,
one of the
reviews.
Some game man that matched him even. So, but he was, I think he's been good lately. He's not making stupid mistakes.
Yeah.
And basically, when you're not making a stupid mistake, that means in the kind of player he is, he's the only real ball playing defender they have. And he looks calm in the past game.
Quite interesting with Mourinho's kind of reputation has been quite defensive, but they're behind City with the goal scoring, but they're second in the goal. They've scored they've scored more than Arsenal, more than Liverpool, you know. So it's, you can't really have a go at them for that. Here's another thing from City, which I found quite interesting. If you watch them, they're really, really good at doing fouls when the other team are breaking.
Always.
And that's a Guardiola thing.
Yeah.
So they're pushing up, and De Bruyne will just take a free kick.
That's what
he'll just take a foul.
That's what Tottenham is worse this season. We tried to do it at Watford, which was a joke, because the referee, I thought, I don't know what the fuck he was on. I mean, clear penalty in the beginning. He hacks Kane down 1 meter from the goal, and he's like, no foul. He's like, are you insane? Dyer gets hit from behind, clears everybody in the stadium. Everybody sees from behind, nothing. They get a corner from the counterattack, score from that shit. And then I'm waiting for them to get a red card because he's allowing a rugby game. But he's delivering yellow cards to Watford because they're playing rugby. I mean, rugby. It's a rugby game, but Tottenham didn't know it was a rugby game. Watford and the ref knew it. And then all of a sudden, we get the red card because he closed him down, had his shoulder up when he does take
it. It was a red, though.
And he gets a red for it. I mean,
Sanchez.
Yeah, I mean, that his arm was up there gives the ref an up. It wasn't, he didn't elbow him. He was just shutting him. But then on the face of, you know, because on the level he had his arm, he hit his face, and then it's a red, I guess.
So he'll miss the Premier League game, but
yeah,
not the,
get at least,
not the Champions League.
No, not Champions League, of course, but it doesn't matter, Champions League, we're all the top. I mean, if he plays any first-team player there, I don't know what the hell's going on. I mean,
and you're at home
again. 16 play.
Yeah.
I mean, he should play the youth, the ones who are eligible for that game, which is the youth team.
Yeah.
Everton with big fat Sam in charge. Now they beat Huddersfield 2-0. 0-0 at half time. We were looking pretty good, I think.
Calvert-Lewin looks good now, though.
Yeah, but we just can't score. We haven't scored since the first game of the season, you know?
Is that a feeling when you,
away from home, we're just not scoring.
For you supporting that team, in that feeling, sometimes you get like we're not scoring goals, but you're not in relegation. Problem with the teams, even when they play well like you've done, you just feel like if the goals dry up, it's so, you get panicked because you know that you still need them. You can't just play 0-0 the whole season.
No.
Well, Wagner's came out and said that he's quite happy with the strikers. I mean, the guy from Porto, Della Patoia, he works his ass off.
Yeah.
He really, you know. And
I like him, but he's not a goal-scoring striker.
No, and Mooney hasn't. He's had problems with his heel. and he hasn't quite got through. So
are you getting worried though? Because it's
yeah, I mean, we're in free fall basically. Yeah. We haven't scored for a while, and yeah, we haven't won. You know, it's like, I think it's like four or five on the bounce where we haven't won. Yeah. You know, United.
So now it's a couple of points down to relegation.
Yeah, well, it's still a long way to go.
Yeah. Well, what team do you think are the teams that will start picking up points now and start getting off the relegation kind of battle? Which is that? Which team do you think are involved?
Well, you see, you look at someone like Brighton,
yeah,
okay, who lost 5-1 at home. But if you watch the highlights, it could have been like 8-4 that game, you know?
Yeah.
So.
But Chris Hughton is, first of all, an extremely underrated manager to start with. Whatever he's done, he's never had finances. He's still done great. The time he did get up Newcastle, they just used him for the promotions and sacked him. Just like Deschamps at Juventus. It was the exact same situation. They had Deschamps for the promotion, then they sacked him as soon as they got promoted.
Yeah.
They didn't want somebody else. And I think it was the exact same thing with Chris Hughton. And then he never really got a chance there. And Norwich, the same thing. He got a really troubled team up to the Premier League. Of course, it's not going to be easy to keep them there. Sacking there is harsh.
Yeah.
Brighton kept along with him, and he's done magnificently.
He had a couple of seasons where
he... decent football. To trying to play... you were thinking that they will only be hoofing defensively like Hull started the last season, but they're not. I mean, they're trying to play some to their potential, and they picked up some good points because they're winning against all the teams that matter. They're losing against all the big teams, the bonus points. You beat United, that's great, but if you then lose to Palace and Brighton and somebody else, it's for nothing, really.
Yeah, I think... so I think Newcastle seem to be struggling. Swansea, definitely. Yeah,
definitely.
West Ham,
and those are the teams where you go, I'm now looking at other results going, well, it was great that City scored seven minutes to go.
Yeah, of course.
We need those top teams to just, no points can be given away.
Swansea, when you talked about strike force, I mean, they've got Bonny back, and he's not even a shadow of his former self. He looks like a Division 7 player at the moment. I don't know what the hell happened to him. As soon as he signed a contract with City, he kind of put his football career on, you know, on hold. He just, got a big break now.
Yeah.
I don't know what that'll happen, or because he hasn't been continuously injured for 2 years. He's been a little injured, but that's it. So they look completely bereft of ideas now. And, you know, with that manager, I think he done such a good job last season. But now Sigurdsson, since he's left, there is a huge hole in that team. A huge hole in that team. And I think they're in for a battle. I mean, even if they sack him, still the offensive doesn't look that creative. And that's a problem.
I think Everton will pull themselves out
of it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not worried for them at all.
You know,
especially since Allardyce. They're safe.
But we'll see, you know. Let's have a look at Spain now.
Barcelona playing at home against Celta Vigo.
Yeah.
Disappointed with a draw there.
But then Real Madrid had the chance.
Yeah, exactly. And they hit the post twice, I think. And the bar once as well against Atletico Bilbao. A really tough away game, but still didn't manage to get in.
Ramos sent off 19th time.
Yeah, and it seemed like it was some kind of frustration involved in that as well.
I know we had a record before, like the Champions League. He must have a record just permanently. Yeah. It's a record top.
I think it's definitely the most in La Liga. But do you think, is he that good, do you think?
It depends what style of play. But he's a great player. I mean, what Ramos gives you as well is not just a defender. I think that's the big thing with him. He gives you big game. He gives you leadership. He gives you that love for the club that only players that play dirty gets. You know, so he gives you a little edge. And then he's a great footballer for being, especially for being a centre half. Yeah. I think he's very good with the ball.
Scores a lot of headers.
Important
goals. Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
How many Champions League finals
have
he
still put? Has the world class kind of.
He's got the aura.
I just think if he misses six or seven games a season through suspension, you know, it's quite crazy.
Well, they had the old one before as well with Pedro Pepe as well.
Yeah,
yeah.
Who was even worse in some sense because he got red cards for no reason. I mean, at least Ramos sometimes get red cards because, you know, he just went in too hard or something.
How are we feeling now with the transfer window start kind of... I mean, some clubs will have to buy. I sort of hope Huddersfield can maybe get something. I'm not sure. But
panic buying in January. I hate it.
Yeah, but it's the way it is. And I think they shouldn't be. I think you should just continue. But
then you're kind of screwed if something happens, you know, injury or something.
But that's it. That's football. That's how it should be, you know?
Yeah, talking about how it should be, new thing from the Swedish Football Association is they're gonna have rolling substitutions from Division 2. I mean, that's the fourth division, but Division 2, Division 3 in Sweden. They just hammered it through, and they say it's a Donald Duck decision, Kalle Anka decision in Sweden.
I don't understand it.
It's absolutely stupefying. I mean, League 2 in England we've had as many substitutions, you can just change them around. Like, he's in 15 minutes, and then he comes in 5 minutes. And then like you have in the lower divisions.
Yeah,
they're going to put that from Division 2 in Sweden, which is the fourth division. But that is amazing. How about just completely degrading it, and the females Division 1? Wow. I mean, what is the decision for that? What was the ruling behind that? I'm not sure. I didn't get any.
I thought
it was a joke article, so I was looking for it, and it was Aftonbladet, so I'm guessing it's not a joke article.
No.
So it's just so...
It's crazy.
It's insane. It's insane. That's like making it like a children's sport.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sort of like saying you can have one celebrity on the bench or something.
Yeah, yeah, an extra player who's a celebrity.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can make that substitution at any time.
Fucking that's madness.
Talking about Sweden, how about their World Cup group?
I think Mexico are very beatable.
Yeah.
I really do. I think they'll struggle against Germany. And who is the...
South Korea.
South Korea are going to be tough as well. I think it's one of the hardest groups, to be honest.
Because
I don't know.
I saw the... Okay, so what's your feelings?
I think Germany, of course. I mean, you get them, you know. But at the same time, when you get one team that's good, you know that nobody else is kind of going to pick point from them either. So we got to concentrate on first of Mexico, which I think are beatable for us, style of play they play.
I do
haven't impressed that much for the games. I've seen like 2 or 3 games with them. Of course, in the qualifying in America, I don't know what to say because they're all shit. In that group, America didn't even, and the US didn't even make it through. I'm sorry. I'm not saying that the other teams are absolutely horse shit, but they're better teams in Europe.
Yeah.
So I think Mexico is a decent second seed team to get. We could have got much worse.
Yeah.
And South Korea, you know, whoever you get there won't be easy, but we couldn't have gotten much harder. I mean, we couldn't get much easier.
Mm. Could have got, of course, Panama, maybe Saudi Arabia.
I don't know if that is
I
for
think
sure.
South Korea is...
I think that fits as well, to be honest. I think the style of play...
But I think it could also be that we are in for a surprise when it comes for both teams.
We could have got maybe
because
worse.
It's not well scouted as of yet.
The thing is, we could have got maybe, but how well scouted is Panama for us?
No, that's
you
true.
Know? I mean,
that's
true. I mean, whoever we got there, it's kind of a lot. It's difficult to us to say because nobody knows exactly how good they'll be in 6 months.
Yeah.
And, you know, last season you said Costa Rica. Last year you said World Cup. Who thought Costa Rica would go through from that group?
That's true.
You just don't know. I don't think so. Fourth seed, I don't care about that as much. You know, that's not important. Important is who the first and second seeds are. So I think Germany, of course, probably most difficult. But at the same time, would we rather have Germany or Brazil? I think we'd rather have Germany.
Of course.
I don't think there was one group that was like, I think maybe
there's one group.
Portugal, Spain, isn't it?
No. I would say that Argentina,
Nigeria.
Croatia, Nigeria, and Iceland. Because Iceland are
tough
good.
Fourth.
I would say they're equal to Sweden, to be honest.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
They'll do the same thing in kind of tournament. They'll break down play until something happens.
So. I think that will be... Of course, Argentina, Croatia should go through.
Nigeria is strong.
They're
back with a new generation, Nigeria, and they played well, and they have big hopes for them back home as well.
Amazing stat, isn't it, about Argentina and Nigeria? They've been together in the group for the last five tournaments.
Always.
England getting Belgium, Panama. Tunisia and Panama. I think they'll be delighted with that.
Yeah.
But then I look at that Belgium side. Martinez is the manager. If he can't get them a bit of tournament at success, he should be like...
No, he's gone. No. Listen, whoever he has having Belgium, I think it's quite easy. Belgium knows that this generation won't come again. They've got a couple of more years left in them. They got at least one more big tournament in, you know... just De Bruyne and Hazard would be for 2 more tournaments, but you know the rest of the team.
Yeah.
So I think if they don't reach I mean, quarterfinal, he might save his job. But anything less than that is sacked straight away.
Yeah,
the day after
I
the
do,
work.
I do agree.
They're hoping for semif. They're hoping for medal.
Just looking at the squads and the starting 11, Belgium is top five. There's
and
I'm telling, no doubt
and,
about
it. And this is not going to be 1-2 year thing. The new generation of Belgian players coming is also good.
Mm.
They got to and the players so this team. I know some are getting older, like Fellaini, Dembélé, Dries Mertens. Maybe are on 30s and you know company, but still. You talk about Hazard. You talk about Carrasco is still young. Lukaku is still young.
Mertens.
Even the fringe player. Oh, he's 28 now. Yeah. Even the fringe players like you talk about Origi and stuff like that, who's not even good. They're like 5th, 6th, 7th choice. Benteke is not even in that because he's not. So we're talking about a wealth of talent and at least 10, 11 players who's under 25, which is, you know.
I have a question for you guys.
I'm not interested.
No, but listen, listen. Russia's group, because there's been a lot of controversy. It seems like the it seems like the Russian government is involved in the U.S. votes. Okay, on the serious note now,
I can't agree with any of this. You're going to get impeached, mate, from the pod.
So what I'm saying is
breaking news. Kunal Chop.
Do you believe that this could be dirty play? Because, you know, even Sepp Blatter said, there has been warm and cold balls before.
He said that.
Go through the group again.
So, Russia.
Yeah.
Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Egypt.
Yeah.
Uruguay.
First of all, I think two teams there. I don't know why everybody's looking down at them. Uruguay, they got a South American team. Whoever they get, it's a seeding they got, which was decent. So I think Uruguay is not an easy team to get. Saudi Arabia.
To what they've
got. But then
Egypt,
absolute horseshit, that's a shit team. They've been one of the strongest teams in the African continent. They got a decent
generation. They're a great side.
It's a good side.
Yeah.
Egypt is of all the African teams, I would not have wanted Egypt. I would have taken any team from Africa except for Egypt. So I think Egypt is way tougher than, for instance, Tunisia, which had the same seeding group as them, if I don't recall incorrectly. And Uruguay, I'm thinking. Saudi Arabia, I agree. But that's the four seed team.
That's the Panama
Panama.
With the home advantage and everything, for me, Russia.
Do you know why that team that group looks weak? Because Russia's first seed as home nation.
Yeah, I know
if
that.
If you change Russia to Germany, that team doesn't look that group doesn't look that easy. Germany,
Uruguay are a tough team, man.
Uruguay is not easy.
I know. I'm not saying that. I still
no, but I agree with you.
Russia
saying.
At home against Uruguay, they could even be the favorites against Uruguay at home in a World Cup. Not against Brazil,
the first seed.
Not against Argentina, but against Uruguay, they.
But
could
but their home nation, it's always the same. You know?
But they wouldn't be favorites against Belgium at home. You see what I'm saying?
No, but Belgium is first seed. Uruguay is not.
No, I know.
So I know.
I'm just saying. So you don't believe?
Okay, wait. Let's say this. Who would you rather gotten, Uruguay or Poland?
Wow.
Uruguay.
But Poland are seeded higher than Uruguay.
Yeah, but. Even Peru is also seeded higher than Uruguay, so it's not.
Not in the World Cup seeding. They have the same in the World Cup seeding.
Oh, you mean like in the group?
Yeah, how you seeded in the group, the pots are made up. That's how. Yeah. I mean, sometimes I think it's so Eurocentric still that we always go like, "Oh, France, you got France." If they're seeded in the third pot, that's because they've played that well the past 8 years.
Yeah, that's true.
So it sounds easy.
Yeah.
But I don't think it wasn't that easy. That you go foul play?
Yeah. Okay, cool.
And we've all had hot balls and cold balls.
Yeah.
I got two hot balls right now.
Okay.
Wow.
England, I think England will expect to get out of their group.
They're expected,
But then I think they'll meet Colombia in the next round and get knocked out and, you know.
They can forget the first ball. I mean, not forget, but they'll do great if they beat Belgium.
It's basically I see the key game being against Tunisia for England, and they should beat them. Yeah, England.
They say same thing about Costa Rica and Iceland.
Yeah, that's the problem. True. That's the problem with England fans. They'll try and keep it all down, and then they'll start going, but we've got Kane, we've got Ali, we've got a few World Cups players. Could win this, you know.
Last time, I think that.
Oh no, they did it the time before. I mean, even when they had Hodgson and he took over quite late in the Euros, they could beat Italy. It was still the English. It's the way they are.
Yeah,
But World Cup is difficult. I mean, it's usually only 2-3 teams that usually gets that far. And now Italy's not even there. I mean, it's usually Germany, Brazil, Argentina usually have good tournaments.
Yeah.
But Argentina failed not that when Sweden was in Seoul and South Korea. I mean, it happens quite often. We kind of forget this all the time. That, you know, it's not that, that the teams that have got there, even if they came from weaker qualifying groups, they still had to beat a lot of. I mean, Panama, yeah. I think there's too many teams from that area, but they're not all shit. They're not San Marino.
Mm-mm. I mean, you know. Which will be the team that will be this tournament's Iceland? If we just go by gut right now, I would say Serbia. Even though it's not like Iceland.
Well, that's a big team, though.
Yeah, but they're still, you know, it's a lot of young players. Really, Matic is the only world star they got. I think Serbia can surprise a lot of teams. Mm. And I think Poland will be the one that maybe flops in this tournament.
Well, but only because they're seeded so highly. But they haven't played their international friendlies in 2014, which makes their UEFA Conference League ranking higher. And that's why they included the new international league system, because Wales did the same thing 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Didn't play in international friendly games, which kept their points high. So the seeding got higher. So a lot of teams picked up this and stopped playing stupid international friendlies.
Yeah.
So Poland, a bit of that success has come from there. So I think it's unfair to say they'll flop because, you know, seeding is not everything.
Yeah,
either.
Maybe that's true. Yeah,
they're not real pundit favorites.
They're not. No,
I think Croatia will do well.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah,
I hope Croatia. Who do you well. Think will win the tournament?
Just one team?
Yeah, I mean, well, what? We're a year, about 6 months away.
I got three teams.
No, but just no, you
got
to go for one. Just say one.
I actually think Argentina. Actually,
time for Argentina now.
Yeah, I really do. I think. A rough kind of qualifying, but I think they might come right. Yeah.
I hope that's true, but my gut feeling is in Spain.
I don't believe good players coming out of there as well. No, but,
but France won't.
Yeah,
but right.
I think they're the three teams that can win this year and next year. I think that's either Argentina, Brazil, or Germany. I think it's going to be the usual kind of suspect. And I think actually that the teams
you don't
are
think Spain is there.
I don't think Spain will win. I think the new generation has still not implemented. They're still a bit full on.
But you look at that French side as well, man.
Yeah,
come on.
Of course.
I think if you look at talent, France is up there.
Yeah.
Argentina is up there. But when the tournament starts, I mean, I feel that the last 3 years, Brazil has gone better and better and better and better, and they had a great qualifying. I think this is the time for them to show how good they are.
I can't see Brazil beating Germany.
No, but I can see anybody beating Germany in a tournament. I think Germany, when it comes to tournament and the team they have, is Confederation Cup. They had a B squad out. They demolished everybody.
Yeah. Under 21 as well.
And he's got the same coach for a while. No instability. Another great generation coming up. I mean, small players like Kimmich or whatever.
What do you think, Sweden? Do you think think they can get out of that group?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do I.
I think they will. But
Sweden
I
can
think
get out of any group.
But I think they will go out in their first, playoff game.
Back to Lagerbäck days.
Yeah. But that's fine.
That's great, yeah.
So it's Champions League this week. We'll try and do another pod by the end of the week. Thank you for listening. Don't forget, all you got to do, if you're listening to on the Acast app, you subscribe.
And iTunes
as well. Just subscribe. You don't get charged. We don't hunt you down. Kunal might come and visit
I'll
you.
Hunt
but
you down.
just press subscribe. Spread the joy. Spread the love. And we will see you very, very soon. Thank you
for listening. This is added.
Time is a diving header.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.